Wildfires continue to ravage California, including the Dixie Fire, which may soon become the worst in the history of that state, beating a record set last year. The fires are worsened by a lengthening drought, which has already led to water restrictions for urban areas and is now causing major issues for the state's agricultural crops, particularly almonds. This crisis is bad news for California, but could prove lucrative for Australian almond farms. Matt Bevan's been taking a look. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Look, I don't know, Fran, if you've switched to almond milk in your coffee yet.
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
But I love almonds.
I do. I'm not actually a big fan of almonds. I find them dry. They dry my mouth out, which is ironic given the rest of this story. But I certainly know a lot of people who have got into almond milk. Growth in the popularity of this product is one of the many things which has led to a big boost in demand in the last few years for almonds and a subsequent rise in supply. And the place this has the biggest impact is in California, which is the source of 80% of the world's almonds. And the recent drought is causing big problems for California almond farmers like Jim Jasper.
We're in the second year of this drought. It's really, really serious. And it's as serious, if not more so, than any drought that we've been in before. So we're going to see a slight reduction in the amount of almonds coming out of California, which the world's going to start to see less almonds.
But here's the thing. While almonds have been grown in California for a century, they've recently become a hugely controversial business and the subject of enormous debate in America's most populous state. It's the subject of significant public anger because of the amount of water it uses.
The almond farmers are using more water than all the people in LA and San Francisco combined. Half the almonds are shipping to China. And this is why we're getting water meters and we're getting lectured and scolded and we got to take shorter showers and we can't water our lawn. This is BS.
It's not only being debated on talkback radio, it's also on national TV comedy shows like Real Time with Bill Maher.
Look at this chart of how much water it takes to grow different crops. Oranges, tomatoes, strawberries, all take about 11 gallons to make 1 pound. Almonds? 1,900 gallons. That wasn't a problem back when it rained, but now there simply isn't enough water to go around, and we have to make a painful choice, getting it to the people or getting it in the nuts.
Almond farmers like Brad Gleason say all of that is misleading. He says people need protein, and almonds are a source of protein and not as bad as they're being portrayed.
Well, I'll show you why we're using so much water. There's a lot of water that's going in to form that nut. And if you look at the amount of water that's used and the amount of protein that we generate, we're by far more efficient than pork, chicken, beef.
That's true, kind of. Depends on whether you measure it in litres per calorie or litres per gram of protein or just litres per kilo of food. But as Bill Maher says, that's not really the point. The point is that California doesn't grow any of those other things. It grows nuts and there's just not enough water for it. California has been in drought for 14 of the last 20 years, and the IPCC report released this week says no matter whether you can limit global warming to 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels or not, Californian droughts are going to become even more common. Tom Stokely from the California Water Impact Network says it doesn't make sense to continue growing almonds in the state.
The amount of water that's dedicated to almonds and the other permanent crops in California has grown astronomically. If we're conserving in the cities so that they can grow more almonds, it's simply not fair because it's not benefiting the majority of Californians. It's benefiting some farms and some farm workers. I think with the climate change, the drought, the heat waves we're having, something's going to change very quickly or we're going to literally see our state collapse.
Environmental lawyer Antonio Rossman says the way things used to work in California was better, which was when there's water, farmers can use it, and when there's not, they fallow their fields and make sure that people in the cities can, you know, have showers. But that works for some crops, even some nuts. Pistachios, for example, can be dried. The trees can live without water for long periods of time. But almond trees die if you don't water them. So at the moment, thanks to water rights and water purchases, along with aquifer drilling, farmers are accessing water whether there's a shortage or not, fueling this giant industry. But now there's not even enough for that. And California almond production is dropping. Farmers are digging up some of their crops to make sure they can continue watering the others. All of this sounds bad for California, but for Australia, where we are getting into almond farming in lots of different places, it's potentially quite lucrative. The Australian almond industry is growing so fast that Almond Board of Australia CEO Ross Skinner says beekeepers are struggling to keep up with the demand for hives to pollinate our almond orchards.
The current demand for the 2021 pollination season for almonds is about 270,000 hives, and they're required to pollinate the orchards in New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. But going forward with the new plantings that have gone in recent times, once those orchards mature, the demand for hives will increase to about 350,000 hives.
So terrible news for Californian almond farmers, but potentially good news for Australian farmers and apiarists as demand continues to grow for almonds post a big dip last year due to the pandemic. But production slips in the farming valleys of California, Fran. Another effect of climate change.
Yeah, and what about the water, Matt? What about the water? Thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan.